AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A second woman says Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker encouraged and paid for her to get an abortion in 1993.
He pressured me to have an abortion and personally ensured that it occurred by driving me to the clinic and paying for it.
The woman would not give her name, fearing reprisals. Her accusation comes just weeks after a former girlfriend said Walker did the same for her in 2009. In a statement, Walker calls the additional allegation foolishness and a lie. A judge orders former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to testify before a Georgia special state grand jury looking into whether former President Donald Trump and his allies interfered in the 2020 vote in the state.
Meadows' attorney has argued executive privilege and other rights shield the former chief of staff from testifying. Meadows is a key figure. The Fulton County District Attorney says in December 2020, Meadows made a surprise visit to Cobb County during an audit of signatures on absentee ballot envelopes. Meadows also sent emails to the Justice Department alleging voter fraud in Georgia and elsewhere, and passed along to the then president debunked conspiracies that other officials were forced to swat down. And he sat in on phone calls with Georgia officials in which Trump pressed them to find enough votes to overturn his loss in the state. I'm Ben Thomas.
Three men accused of supporting terrorism in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were found guilty on all charges today in a trial that focused on paramilitary drills and fierce contempt for government ahead of the 2020 election. Joe Morrison, his father-in-law Pete Musico, and Paul Beller were found guilty of supplying material support for a terrorist act as members of a group known as the Wolverine Watchmen. The judge ordered all three men to jail while they await sentencing on December 15th. This is AP News. Stolen frozen beef in Nebraska leads to the breakup of organized thefts in several states.
Federal authorities say an investigation into the theft this summer of several semi-trailers loaded with frozen beef from Nebraska has led to arrests and uncovered a multi-million dollar theft ring targeting meat packing plants in six Midwestern states. The discovery of the Miami-based theft ring began in June when several semi-trailers loaded with nearly $1 million in frozen beef were stolen in Nebraska. An investigation determined that beef and pork packing plants in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin were being targeted. Charging documents say federal investigators used phone records and GPS tracking devices on trucks being driven by the three men to place them in and around meat packing plants where trailers of meat products were stolen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ford is disbanding Argo AI, an autonomous vehicle company that it co-owns with Volkswagen. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.